and I cook in it every morning. Mm-hmm. Frying pan is a heavy one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen one with legs on it?
Mm-hmm.
Would you still call that a frying pan?
No, I believe we call that a skillet.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these big, heavy black things that you see out in yards? A lot of people might use to boil water to do their clothes, or some people might...
Wash pot? That's all what we always call them. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're pretty valuable now. I was reading somewhere this week, I heard it on the radio or something, somebody stole one. They had offered $100 reward.
My goodness. It must be hard to come by.
Well, I imagine it was like one that my mother had down there. Somebody stole hers down there where she lived. And I expect I'd give $100 for it now.
Have you ever heard of call kettles?
Kettle. Now, you take used to these cooked syrup in the kettles.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got cooking in evaporator, call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a kettle is something more like you boil water in or something.
Not as big as this wash pot you're
talking
about.
That's right. And if you're going to boil something, when I come along, they put water in the kettle,
mm-hmm.
and then it would be to keep the hot water,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
like you want to wash dishes or something. Mm-hmm. You just had that container for that purpose,
mm-hmm.
to kettle this, to heat water in.
I want to tell you, about 2 weeks ago, a lot of people went out to... friends of mine went out to this old black man's house. He lives out in Shady Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And he made some homemade camp stew in one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
That thing must have weighed 75 or 100 pounds. He mm-hmm. made a lot of camp stew in that.
Mm-hmm.
It sure was good.
Yeah, stuff tasted better. You take turnips or collards, anything is cooked in a thick container, it's just better. It's got
mm-hmm.
a better taste. And that's what they used to, well, that's all they had to cook in was, I've seen my mother take them three-legged skillets
mm-hmm.
and put them on the fireplace and cook on the fireplace,
mm-hmm.
just on the bed of coal, you
yeah.
see. And then them round pots, and they had three legs. You could just take the eye out of the old wood stove, just take that eye out, and it just fit right down in the,
mm-hmm.
it'd go right next to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in boiling things, you couldn't scorch it as long as you kept water in it, and
yeah.
it just tasted better. And
mm-hmm.
they'd put a lid on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I was out at his place a couple of days ago. We were hauling some wood for him. And after we got through, it was in the evening, I guess about 7 o'clock, something like that. And I hadn't had anything to eat all day.
Mm.
And he heated up some of that camp stew that he had left over. I had one bowl of that stuff, and I was full. I mean, it sticks with me.
Yeah, it's good. That was good old homemade camp stew.
What do you call that container that you might use to put some cut flowers in, something like that you'd put up on the mantel?
The vase?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what my mother always called them, vase.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the utensils that you might set at everybody's plate to eat with for a meal? You'd use what?